Hello, welcome to Have Roots, We'll Travel. If this is your first time, welcome aboard. My name is Lisa Elvin-Stoltore, and I am a genealogist and a passionate traveler. In this channel, I am focusing on so many things genealogy related and also travel. But in this special series, I've been focusing, it's become a passion, on the Ifijawa, the King's Daughters. I am a descendant of the King's Daughters, and I intend on doing all 700 plus of them. So stay tuned. I do have a website called Have Roots Will Travel and Facebook and Twitter. If there are any kind of comments or questions, or if you'd like me to feature one of your Ifijawa, please in the comments below or email me at lisa@haveRootsWillTravel.com. I'm usually pretty good about responding, and I really appreciate the feedback. So with that being said, let's get started. Those of you who are regular viewers know that I produced a video called L'Ifijawa Program 2.0. And in that program, in that video, I talk about the program and how it got started, how it ran from 1663, started by the intended Chantal, all the way up to 1671 or so, 1672. And I'm really, I urge you to have a look at it in case you're wondering about all the ins and outs and all of that stuff. That is really your first point of reference to understanding why it was needed and how it kind of worked out. So with that being said, let's get to our video of the week, number 53 we are now on, and who's it going to be? The Ifijawa that we are studying is Mehtsen Kwesni, and she happens to be a great grandmother of a viewer. It's a viewer request. And also, my best friend, there she goes again. And also, the husband of one of my dearest friends as well, who has French Canadian ancestry. So, with that being said, let's get to know Martine, or Mehtsen, as we call it in French. So, Mehtsen is born in a commune called Fontaine-le-Bourg, which is found in the Seine-Maritime Department in the Normandy region in northern France. So, you can see on the map there where Fontaine-le-Bourg is. It's about 15 kilometers from Rouen, which is a big, very big capital city. The church that she would have been baptized in dates from about 900 AD, and it also was reconstructed about the 11th century, and also done again in the 15th and 16th century, obviously, centuries and centuries old, and there it stands. Has had major renovations done in the 18th and 19th centuries, but essentially it's got, it stood the test of time. And the picture on the left is of what Fontainebleau looks like today. Her parents are Pierre Coisnier and Jeanne Retrou. And let's find out how she gets to New France. According to the notes, Mehtsen was recruited to be a Ifijawa at the age of 24 upon the passing of her mother. Interesting. And you know what? Think about it this way. I mean, she loses her mother. Her father perhaps wanted to remarry. There was just no room, And she's like, I got to make a life, right? So she sailed on Le Saint-Jean-Baptiste and arrived in New France on June 30th, 1669. She brought with her a dowry of 200 pounds. Who did she select? Let's have a look. The groom she selects, his name is a fantastic name, Philippe des Trois Maisons dit Picard. Don't you just love des Trois Maisons, just so you know, means of the three houses, also known as Picard. And those of you who are Star, I guess Trek people, the new generation, I think that's Commander Picard's, So it's kind of very cool. So well, let's get back to it. Born in 1637, he was born in the parish of Notre Dame and in the town of commune of Montreuil-sur-Mer. Montreuil-sur-Mer is a commune in the Bas-de-Calais section of France. As of the last census, it had about 2,000 people in living there. It's a very northern part of France. You can see, like, it's almost into Belgium. And It's also been inhabited since the Roman times, and there are still remnants of the ramparts and the tunnel. The picture on the upper left is an example. The church where Philip may have been baptized is Se Salva, which dates from the 900s, and it was rebuilt many times, first in the 12th century, then again after an earthquake. Who knew there were earthquakes in France, right? Damaged it in 1467. In 1537, the church was set on fire by Charles V. They rebuilt again. There are a few parts of the church that have remained. Now, one of the most interesting facts about Montreuil is that Victor Hugo, the author of Les Misérables, vacationed here and actually set this town as the backdrop for many of his protagonists. So, if any of you are Les Mis fans, this is it. This is the town where he based all of that Jean and when he was, walking the streets. That this is the town. Just an interesting fact. And actually, I took that picture on the upper right because I thought, wow, that kind of looks, and I am a Les Mis fan, so it kind of looks like what I imagine the protagonist Jean would have walked along the streets of Montreuil. So just really interesting fact. So Philippe and Martine would marry on the 18th of November, 1669, at Château Richer. And so let's see where their journey takes them. So Martine and Philippe settle at Château Richer, where their six of their children are born. In 1626, Samuel de Champlain established in Château Richer the first farm in the St. Lawrence Valley to feed the people of Quebec City. Jean Bourdon's map of 1641 is the earliest source that mentions the name Château Richer, referring only to the cape or headland on which the present church stands. But the origin of this name remains uncertain. So by 1646, Olivier Le Tardif, Lord and Chief Prosecutor, granted 20 concessions to the inhabitants of Château Richer so that they could officially establish themselves properly. And by 1678, the local parish was formed, and it was named La Visitation de Notre-Dame. By the way, in 1753, Château Richer became the very first organized village of New France. It was really the first rural parish in New France, and many of the oldest families in Quebec first settled there. Even today, a fairly large segment of the town's population can be traced back to those pioneer families. The town stretches for several miles along Route 138, the road, which is originally known as the King's Road, Chemin du Roi. And was later renamed Avenue Royale, is among the first ones to be built in North America. So I think this is a really amazing place. You can see Château Richer here on the map. This is the welcoming sign. This is one of the oldest houses that is there. There's so much history in Château Richer. I would urge you to visit for certain, for certain. So the family then moves to L'Islet, and Islet Saint Jean Seigneurie was granted on May 17th, 1677, to Geneviève Couillard, who was then 16 years old. She was born in New France on October 24, 1660, and she is the daughter of the Sire Louis Couillard and Geneviève Desprez, and the granddaughter of Guillaume Couillard and Marie Guillemette Hébert. Now, if you're really a Francophone, you'll know that the Couillards and the Hébert are the pioneer family, especially the Hébert, because the marriage of Guillaume Couillard and Marie Guillemette Hébert, which was celebrated in 1621, is considered the first French marriage in Quebec. So that's like how deep the roots are in this. So you can see where Islet is. It really is north of Montmagny. So it's really getting farther up north. There obviously had more land and more possibilities for them at that time. No matter where they lived, you can tell that they were busy making a family. They had 12 children. So let's get started. Angélique married Alphonse Morel de Valcourt and had four children, two of whom reached adulthood. Marie married Jean-Baptiste Rousseau and had five children, all of whom reached adulthood. Marie-Françoise married Charles Gabriel Langelier and had eight children. all of whom made it to adulthood. Marguerite married Jean-Baptiste Maisbeuf and had 5 children, all of whom reached adulthood. Philippe died, unfortunately, at the age of 12. François married Marie-Françoise Denoux and had 8 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Marie-Louise married Jacques Denoux, her brother-in-law, and had 9 children, 7 of whom reached adulthood. Geneviève died at the age of 19. Charles married Marie-Madeleine Blanchette and had 6 children, who all made it. He then married Marie-Madeleine Eboule and had 2 more children, and married Michel Chartier and had 5 children. Michel's mother was Fille du Roi Marie Magny, that we will be featuring very shortly. Jacques married Marie-Madeleine Pelletier and had 12 children, an astonishing all of whom made it to adulthood. And Agathe married Pierre Prou and had 8 children, 6 of whom made it. She would die in childbirth, unfortunately, giving birth to their final child. Unfortunately, we do not have any information about their final years. We don't know their exact dates of death. Only that on February 9, 1713, Philippe made his will and gave his land to his son. It is assumed that he and Maxine would have lived with Jacques until their final days. We believe, at least I believe, that they are buried at Saint-Pierre de la Rive du Sud Cemetery. By the time, even by 1713, if that is the date they died, they would have been married well over 40 years, which is a remarkable achievement. And also, according to the 1729, descendancy chart, Maxine and Philippe would have left an amazing 101 descendants. So again, if this is your descendancy, I'd love to find out. And tell me what line. I haven't been asking that. Tell me where you descend from, if you know it, okay? And if you don't know it and would like to know, I'd love to help you out. So I'm always available for looking this stuff up. So let me know. All right. And so we end another episode, number 53. Maxine Coisny, we've visited, and I really believe that she was a very strong and a good helpmate, and obviously, had 12 children, an endless number of descendants, and was able to really be a pioneer in each of the towns that she resided in. So for that, we thank her very much, and we bless her contribution. And until I see you next in episode number 54, I will bid you adieu and au revoir.